Good morning and welcome to Good to Grow. I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And I'm John White.
John, we're talking about weeds today.
My favorite subject.
There you go. You're so knowledgeable in weeds and turf grass and you know all of that. So
job security. They're always here. There's always a weed.
Right, exactly. Good deal. Well, we were just talking about before the show that we've had little to no moisture for this winter season that we're still in the thick of. So,
some people, it might be a blessing, right, you know, as far as weeds.
Right.
Because there's not as many winter weeds that I've seen so far this year because of lack of moisture.
Lack of moisture, right, exactly. But nevertheless, they're a persistent visitor to our gardens. So on today's show, we're going to talk about some pre-emergent herbicides, some weed control. We'll kind of talk a little bit about what you can start to look forward to in your garden as some of those turf grasses come out of dormancy.
Right.
So before we get started on that, I just want to make sure that you have some dates set on your calendar. The Master Gardener Help Desk is going to open next week on February the 21st.
Yay!
Back online. And then in a couple of weeks after that, John, you'll be hosting the Sunscape class, and that's an all-day class on March the 10th. It's a Saturday. So it's definitely a program that's great for folks that want to learn more about ornamental plants. And at the end of the day, you do get to be able to go and tour the garden as well. And even though we're really early in the season, the Master Gardeners will be back at the farmer's market out at Ardovino's, but that won't be until the holiday weekend of, gosh, Memorial Day.
Oh,
which
wow,
almost seems like an eon from now.
Yeah.
So there's lots.
It'll be here quickly.
Exactly. So there's lots of opportunities to be able to learn about gardening and horticulture, as well as talking to John and others and the Master Gardeners that'll also be at the Home and Garden Expo on the weekend of March the 9th through the 11th. So a lot of opportunities, and make sure that you mark your calendar because, like John says, time does go by very fast. And with that, we're going to talk a little bit about maybe some of our Bermuda grasses at home. Our turf grass is a little dormant, but we do have some grassy weeds popping up.
Right. And, you know, there's several different thoughts about weed control. And, you know, one of the things when you're talking about turf grasses and weeds is that, you know, what is the health of your turf grass? Because if you don't have a healthy yard, you're going to have weed problems, disease problems, you know, things like that. So you got to bring your level of maintenance up on your turf grass to a pretty good level in order to have the thickness in the grass to keep some of the weeds, you know, out of the turf area so that you shade them out. So you need to have a good thick grass. And, you know, one of the best ones is Bermuda grass. It's really an ideally suited grass to El Paso. It loves the heat, likes the full sun, does not do well in shade, and you know, of course, likes the water and you know, fertilizer, but doesn't really have a lot of other problems with it. So it is a grass that does quite well. It's got a very, very good wear tolerance, so you know, kids and dogs and stuff roaming over it, as long as you keep it, you know, watered with a little bit of fertilizer, it just keeps coming back, and you know, they can wear it down in a spot, and you give it a week, give it a little water and fertilizer, and it's right back. So it's a very good grass, but we do have some weeds that sneak in at times, and one of the cool season weeds that we're seeing in some of the lawns right now is a grass called rescue grass, and it's not fescue grass, it's rescue grass. And it's a cool season annual that gets started towards the end of summer. So it kind of got started probably while you're not looking.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, germinated and has stayed, you know, kind of in with some of the other grasses so that you haven't seen it until it starts to put on a little bit of growth. And with, you know, a few days of warm temperatures, these cool season weeds that have been sitting there in the yard are all of a sudden going to start putting some growth on, so they're going to become more visible to you know, to gardeners. And rescue grass is one that does form a real tight seed head on it that, as it dries, it kind of breaks up, has some sharp points on it. sometimes people get stuck in their socks, and sometimes the animals, you know, bring them in.
Right.
But it's a pretty type seed head on it, and you know, a lot of people used to call it wild rye and different names like that. Mm-hmm. But it's rescue grass, and once it's up, it's, you know, a little bit harder to kill because you got your turf grass that you got to worry about. You got tree roots, you got shrub roots, you got your roses and
right.
all that. So you got to be careful what kind of products you use to knock that down with. And so even though the Bermuda might be dormant, I don't think it's totally dormant. I'd be willing to bet if you spread that grass apart and look down at the base, you're going to find some green stems and stuff on the Bermuda. So you got to be careful with you know, herbicides like Roundup, glyphosate, because if your Bermuda still has a little green on it and that glyphosate gets on it, you're going to have some dead Bermuda grass right there.
Right.
And so some people recommend Roundup for that purpose, and you can use a reduced rate and get a fairly good kill with it, but you got to be very, very careful with it because, like I said, the Bermuda does not go 100% dormant. We have to have a lot colder winter than what we've had to really make the Bermuda go dormant. So you want to be careful with that. So our contact-type herbicides that work better as far as killing what's green, you know, just desiccating the green plant. And we have, you know, some organic materials that are kind of a top killer burn down.
Uh-huh.
That will work on taking those out because it's an annual grass, and if you can kill it out, it's not coming back.
Gotcha.
Now, if it's gone up to seed, you need to really hand pull it because if you kill it, the weed seed's going to drop down, and that seed's still going to be viable, and you'll end up with even more of a problem the next year.
Which is, yeah, definitely a great point to consider on that. Now, are those, is that rescue grass commonly found, like, in turf areas? Because I, you know, see a lot of...
It's mainly in turf areas or areas where they're getting some water. You
right.
can have it in some shrub beds and stuff.
Yeah.
And it kind of looks like annual rye grass when it's first coming up. But it's actually a weed and a little bit different species than the annual rye. And it has a little twist to the leaves as they kind of start to grow out, whereas the annual rye has more of a straight leaf.
Uh-huh.
You know, once in a while you'll have individual plants, but usually, right. you know, a seed head is dropped somewhere and you end up with several plants coming up at one point. So you'll have like a little clump of green right. green grass, mm-hmm. and it's too early for Bermuda to be coming out. So more likely it is one of the cool season weed grasses, and rescue grass is a little bit coarser, broader leafed grass weed. We do have some annual bluegrass that's a little tiny, you know, clump of very fine little grass that comes up. Okay. And, you know, those you want to get under control also because they will produce a lot of seed and they'll be back the next year.
I see.
So you like to get those under control. Sometimes just coming in with a mower and, you know, scalping the grass down, so to speak, you know, taking those grasses down as low as you can. Hopefully you can get them low enough where they won't come back, but you do want to take those down and knock those back.
And those are really difficult to use because those pre-emergents have to be applied at the right time, right when those seeds are beginning to sprout or germinate.
Yeah, you like to get that barrier down before the weed seed actually germinates.
Right.
And then you want to make sure that you've got a solid layer of material so that it forms a good mat of pre-emergent. Otherwise, the weed will escape and come up in an area where the herbicide's not at.
It's not going to affect it. Wonderful. So those are your grassy weeds. And we talk a little bit about what are some of our most common winter weeds, if you will.
Right, our broadleaves.
Our broadleaves. For that, I always think of the London Rocket.
Right. London Rocket, a lot of people know it as wild mustard.
Uh-huh.
And it is a plant that's coming up now. And some of the you know, areas it is beginning to bloom, has a yellow bloom on it. And if you don't do anything pretty quick, the yellow bloom turns into, you know, seed capsules. And
right.
they kind of have upright seed capsules that kind of stand up on the on the stalk, and as they dry, they open up and they'll drop hundreds of seed per capsule. So one plant produces thousands of seed. So you really need to get them under control. So if you just have a few, you can come in just to undercut them and lift them and drop them in a bucket and throw them away.
Right, most definitely. And it's much better to be able to maximize on any good weather that we have and be able to take those weeds out before they go into blooms and become to multiply into your landscape.
And with our weeds, you know, when they've gone to seed and you spray them with the herbicide, basically you're just getting revenge on them because they're going to go ahead and mature the seed. And you probably won't kill the plant. The best time to kill a plant with a herbicide when it's very young.
Right. Because those cells are multiply, like dividing really quickly, right?
Right.
So that toxin.
So when they're old and have already seeded, you've lost the battle.
Right.
So you just need to pull it and get it into the trash can.
Right, exactly. Use your garden tools and get the revenge, not with the chemicals.
Right. And if anybody does have, you know, questions on identifying weeds, they can bring them to the Master Gardener, desk or call it in, take a picture of it, send a picture in, or, you know, get it by, but get it identified before you try and go after it with some type of herbicide.
Yes, most definitely, because they are different formulations for different broadleaf or grassy weeds.
Right, and there could be some, annual flower that was in your bed that escaped out of the bed and is in the lawn area. It might be something you may actually be pretty.
Exactly. You may want to
plant,
hold on
so
to
you
it.
Don't want to kill it out, right?
So take a picture first if you're unsure.
Right.
Excellent, excellent. And with that, and we're talking about different types of plants, and we want to make sure that we don't forget about our plant of the week. And John, your nomination for?
My nomination for plant of the week, we were talking a little bit about ground covers and stuff, and Dahlia greggii is the prostrate indigo bush, or prostrate dahlia, but it's a relatively low-growing dahlia, and doesn't take traffic real good, so it's not meant to be walked on, but it is a plant that will stay low to the ground. It's almost evergreen, and has little purple flowers on it. Ours are blooming at the garden right now, so they've been blooming all winter. And so it has kind of a silver-gray-green color to it, with the little flowers that have kind of purple florets on it. So it seems to always be putting some kind of bloom on it. But it never is thick enough to where it just makes the plant look, you know, pink or rose-colored. You get these little hints of magentas and pinks on it. But it's a great plant. Fills, you know, almost a 5x5 area with one plant.
Excellent. And that is going to be your plant of the week. Well, we're almost out of time for today. We want to thank you for listening to our show. We also want to thank Lauren Terrazas for engineering and producing Good to Grow. I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And I'm John White.
And remember, a gardener shadow is the best way to keep your garden
good to grow.